This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean was back in New Hampshire yesterday after his disappointing third-place finish in the Iowa caucuses on Monday, as Iowa favorites John Kerry and John Edwards enjoyed their new momentum. Dean was eager to regain some of his. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
If Howard Dean's poor showing in Iowa left his New Hampshire volunteers depressed, they weren't showing it yesterday. As their candidate approached the campus of the New Hampshire Technical Institute, teams of pumped-up youth jumped up and down on street corners.
Let's take our country back again!
The entrance to the gym where Dean was about to speak was flooded with volunteers, passing out stickers and hustling audience members for their phone numbers and email addresses. They descended upon Rich Leone, an actual undecided voter.
I'm a 22-year-old kid who didn't get a job out of college, and the economy's not doing so hot, and I don't like the war. So they're going to have to give me some good plans. If they want to be the one, you know, they're going to have to come up with something good.
Leone has come here to see the real Howard Dean. He's heard so much about the candidate, but he can't quite reconcile all the different images and stories he's heard.
You have so many different sides of the story. You've got one person saying things about bad things about Dean, then you have Dean saying good things about Dean. You know, you get everybody's going tit for tat, and you don't know who to believe, really.
But it might have been difficult yesterday to make out the real Howard Dean. The rally started defiantly, rocker Joan Jett singing what could have once been an unofficial campaign song.
And don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
That song, Bad Reputation, goes, "I don't care if you think I'm strange, I ain't gonna change." But as Howard Dean emerged to speak to the gymnasium full of supporters, he warned them that in fact he was gonna change and toned down his rhetoric a bit.
This is not the red meat speech that I like to give at these rallies. So I hate, for those who came for that, I'd hate to be disappointing to you. But it is a pretty serious policy speech.
And so he didn't take off his gray wool suit coat, he rarely raised his voice, and he started a sober discussion of the budget and health care. It was a long way from the tone Howard Dean set on Monday night when he came in third in Iowa.
And Oregon and Washington and Michigan! And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
The screaming caught even some of his supporters by surprise. But 24 hours later in New Hampshire, Dean was subdued. In his speech, he said that he'd changed his tone because the other Democratic candidates have finally come around to his positions.
When I first started campaigning, I was deeply disappointed that Democrats would not stand up for what they believed. They wouldn't take on George Bush unless it was a popular thing to do. But now those Democrats are saying the things that ought to be said, and I think that's great.
But as Dean tried to give his serious policy speech, he kept getting interrupted. First, a protester brandishing a Confederate flag started to scream at Dean and lash out at his supporters.
Uh-oh, we need a little security. Security, please, out front, right here. Security.
The heckler was dragged kicking and screaming out of the hall. Later, two women in the front began to yell at the candidate, and Dean responded by trying to drown them out with a song.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud.
Oddly enough, Dean's singing got his best audience response of the evening as everyone joined in.
And the home of the brave. Woo!
Still, the hecklers seemed like another bad break for the Dean campaign. People left the gymnasium asking what happened. Patricia Bass, wearing a Women for Dean button, has watched the former governor speak three or four times before. This time, she said, he was different. He's talking more about domestic issues and less about Iraq, more about President Bush and less about the other Democratic candidates.
Well, he's got to change something. We're very disappointed in Iowa. I thought he had organization there, but apparently didn't work.
Whatever went wrong, Bass is hoping that it won't happen again in New Hampshire, where Dean has had a big lead for months. She'll be making phone calls and dragging fellow Dean supporters out to the polls. Anything, she says, to keep Dean's support from sliding here, too. Robert Smith, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.